Okay. We'll start with reciting Namokar Mantra. Actually, we don't have Natasha and Arush today, so we'll just revise what we have learned in the last three sessions. Is that okay? Okay,
Yes,
we'll
sir.
start. Okay, so I'll say Namokar Mantra, complete Namokar Mantra first, okay? And you will have to listen, okay? We'll start with this benediction. Namo Arhantadam, Namo Siddhadam, Namo Airiyadam, Namo Vachayadam, Okay. Now, please tell me who, Arjun, do you remember complete Namokar
No. I'll try.
mantra?
I
No?
don't,
Okay.
but I
Okay. How much, did you learn? I mean, one line, two lines, three lines, or more? How much, you know?
think 3 or 4.
Very good. I would love to listen from you those lines, please.
Okay. Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Urjayanam, Namo Loisahunam.
Very good. You remember the four lines, but you missed out Namo Airiyadam, the third line. It's very simple. Okay, we'll work on that. Diya, up. You remember complete Namokar Mantra, right?
Yes.
Yes, please, please. Let me listen that, please.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Uvachayanam, Namo Lovesavasahunam.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, see, Arjun, it's very easy. Okay, you remember the names of five Parameshtis, Arjun?
Yes,
Name of
I
five
do.
Parameshtis. Okay, what are they?
The
Yeah,
Arihants,
yeah,
Siddhartas,
yeah.
Acharyas, Upadhyayas,
Yes, Arahant Parameshthi, Siddha Parameshthi, Acharya Parameshthi, Upadhyaya Parameshthi, and Sadhu Parameshthi. These are five Parameshthis, okay? Now you just have to remember the sequence. Arahanta first, then Siddhas, then Acharyas, then Upadhyayas, and then Sadhus. So, Namo Arihantadam, Namo Siddhadam means I bow down to Siddhas. Then Acharyas. So Acharyas is Namo Ayariyadam. Ayariyadam means Acharyas. To Acharyas. I bow down to Acharyas. So Ayari is Acharya and Yas, Ayariyadam. Adam means two. So I bow down to Acharyas. Ayariyadam. Okay, and then fourth is Upadhyayas and fifth is Sadhus. So it is Namo Arihantanam, it means I bow down to Arihantas. Namo Siddhadam, it means I bow down to Siddhas. Then third, I have to go down to whom? Arjuna? On the third line?
What? I didn't catch that, sorry.
To whom do we bow down in the third line of Namokar Mantra?
Acharyas.
Acharyas. So what do we say in mantra? Namo Ayariyadam.
Ayariyadam.
Yes, and
Namo
then fourth,
Upadhyayam.
Namo Ayariyadam, and then Namo Uvajjayadam, and Namo Loe Savvasahuram.
Namo.
Okay, so five lines of which first is Namo Arihantadam. Okay, I bow down to Arihantas. Second one is Namo Siddhadam. I bow down to Siddhas. Third one is which line? Arjun, third line,
Namo
please.
Airianam.
Very good. Namo Airiyanam. Dear fourth line. Dear the fourth line.
Namo Vajrayanam.
Very good. And what is the meaning of this, Arjun?
I go down to the Padyas.
Very good. Yes, the fourth line is to bow down. We are paying salutations to Upadhyayas. Okay? And the fifth line is what, Arjun?
I bow down to all Jain sadhus.
Very good. So what do we call it in mantra language? Ramo Loe Sabhu. Very good. So it is like, it goes like this. First Arihanta, so we say Namo Arihantadam. Very simple. Arihantas becomes Arihantadam. Siddhas becomes Siddhadam. Acharyas become Ayari Yadam. We have to put Adam Adam after the word, okay? Arihantadam, Siddhadam, Ayari Yadam, Uvajhayadam, and Sahudam. Okay, so these are the five lines. Can you now try all the five lines, Arjun, of Namokar Mantra? Okay,
namo
please, please.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam,
yes.
Namo Ayarianam, Namo...
Fourth is Upadhyayam, right? Very good, yes.
Namo Loe Sahunam.
Namo Loe Sabva Sahunam, to all means Sabva. So to all, Sabvastrahudam. Very good. So now I guess you'll remember it, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. It's very easy. If you remember the five names or five Parameshtis, then it's very easy. You have to, in the very beginning, you have to add Adamo, and in the last, you have to add Yadam in the after the name of those Parameshtis. Arihant becomes Arihantadam, Siddha becomes Siddhadam, Achari becomes Ayiri Yadam, Upadhyaya becomes Uvajhayadam, and Sadhu becomes Sahudam. So it's very simple. Ramo Arihantadam, Ramo Siddhadam, Ramo Ayiri Yadam, Ramo Uvajhayadam, and Ramo Noe Savra Sahudam. Okay? Fine. Now, Diya, will you please tell me what did we learn about Namokar Mantra last time? What are the four names of Namokar Mantra? Total other four names. You remember, kya? Diya? We learned in the last session the four names of Namokar Mantra. Do you remember?
No.
Very good. Koi baat nahi. No issue. Arjuna, do you remember any of the name?
I don't remember the names, but I know there's 35 words.
Okay, and?
And 75 vowels.
No, it's opposite. 75, no, it's 57. 57, not 75.
Oh,
it's 57. Yeah, 57 vowels. Okay. See, we learn simply. Namokar Mantra is the greatest mantra, okay? We are clear on this. Diya, you know that Namokar Mantra is the greatest mantra, right? Okay, fine. Why is it greatest mantra? Can you please tell me why it is so?
Because it gives soul.
It gives soul. Wow, very good. It gives souls. Okay, Arjun, why is it greatest mantra?
Because it gives souls.
Okay, any other idea do you have?
No.
Okay, see, basically what you said is exactly, accurately perfect. Okay, because Namokar Mantra gives soul. But why it is Mahan, why it is greatest? Because it salutes to the five greatest position. Parameshtis are greatest, okay? Whom do we call Parameshti? Who is Parameshti? Do you remember what is the topmost position? Who is in topmost position? And what do Namokar Mantra do? It pays salutations to all the topmost positions, right? That is why the mantra, it is paying salutations to topmost positions. And that is why we call it greatest. Because it pays salutations, it bows down to greatest souls. That's why it is called the greatest mantra. Simple. Means, whom do we paying salutations to? The greatest souls. And therefore, because it is paying salutations to the greatest souls, it is called greatest mantra. Diya, why do we call it greatest mantra? Because it gives souls, plus it salutes to greatest positions, Parmeshtis. Am I clear?
Yes.
Okay, what did you understand? Why it is greatest? Diya.
Yes.
Why it is greatest? Namokar mantra.
Because it pays
it boils down to five Parmeshtis, the greatest position. Okay, now the five Parmeshtis are greatest. Greatest in Hindi language is known as Maha. M-A-H-A, Maha. Okay, so that is why this mantra has a name Maha Mantra. Maha means greatest. This mantra is greatest, right? We just learned why it is greatest. So it is greatest. So that is why its name is Maha Mantra. What is its name? Arjun, what is its name? Hello, Arjun. Okay, Diya,
cool.
You there?
Alright.
Hi, yeah.
It was Mana Mantras?
It's Maha, M-A-H-A. M-A-H-A is Maha.
Maha.
Maha Mantra. Yeah, Maha means greatest. Maha means greatest, and mantra is simply mantra. So Namokar mantra is Maha mantra, greatest mantra. So its another name is Maha mantra. Okay?
Okay.
Diya, you got it? Why do we call it Maha mantra?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Now again, you know there are at least a million other mantras. A million other mantras which are originated from this Namokar mantra. It is really a greatest mantra of all Jain philosophy, and that's why there are millions of mantras which have been formed on the basis of this Namokar mantra. So this Namokar mantra is also the root, the base. This Namokar mantra is a root for millions of mantra, all the mantras we have. So that's why we call it root mantra. Root means moon. In Hindi language, root, word root, you all know what is a root? The root cause, the basic cause. So it is the origin, the root for all the mantras, and that's why it is called as moon mantra. Moon means root. So it is called moon mantra. You got me? Arjun, Diya, hello, yes or no? You understood why we call it Moon Mantra?
Yes.
Why? Tell me. See, I'll explain again. Yeah. Say. It is root of what?
All of the mantras.
Yeah, all the other mantras. See, basically, I'll explain again. Arjun, are you there? Arjun?
I think we have lost him because I think he got disconnected. I'm not. I think probably he'll dial in again.
Yeah, I just hit dial in.
Yeah, he's back.
Okay. Arjun, I'll explain again, okay? You both understood why we call Amokar Mantra the greatest, right? And greatest we call it, that's why it is called Maha Mantra. M-A-H-A, Maha Mantra. Now, the next name, Mool Mantra. Very basic we are going to very basics. Mool means root. Root, you know, root, the base, very base, from which other mantras gets originated. So, Ramokar Mantra is the root for many mantras, and that's why we call it Mool. Mool in Hindi language is a root, so we call it Mool Mantra. You can also say root mantra, but it's in Hindi language, it's Mool Mantra. Okay, so Arjun, we call Namukar Mantra the Mool Mantra because many of the mantras, means all the mantras, are originated from this mantra only. Am I clear, Arjun?
Yes.
You got it, now? Why we call it Mool Mantra? Mool is M-O-O-L, just like root. Root is R-O-O-T, Mool is M-O-O-L. So it is Mool Mantra, it means it's a root mantra. So to remember why is it called Mool Mantra, you have to just remember that Mool is equal to root. Ramokar Mantra is the root for all the mantras. That's why it is known as Mool Mantra. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I explained last time that Ramokar Mantra has no origin. I mean, it is never been created by someone, and it will never can be destroyed. It cannot be destroyed ever. So Ramokar Mantra has no beginning and no end. Simple logic is Siddha Parameshthi. You know Siddha Parameshthi? Diya, you know Siddha Parameshthi? Who is he? Diya, Siddha Parameshthi. Yes. So can you please tell me about Siddha Parameshthi? How are they and where do they reside?
There is no body.
Okay, they have no body. And what do they do? Something, happiness. Any clue? Yes, what do they do?
They enjoy happiness.
Oh, very good. Very good. They enjoy happiness. Whose happiness? Their own happiness, what they have gained. Okay? Okay. So now tell me, Diya, once you become Siddha, just suppose you are the Siddha, okay? Now, after what time you come back to the earth, to your mama and papa? Huh? After what time? A year, 2 years, 5 days, 15 months? After what time? You'll never come to meet your mummy, papa. You sure? Okay, fine. It means once you become Siddha, you never come back to this earth, right? Yes, but when once you become Siddha, when will you die then? You will ever die?
No.
You will not die, right? Arjuna, are you agree with Diya?
Sorry, the call ended for me and I had to
Okay, wait. I'm just explaining, Diya, that just suppose Arjun, you know how Siddhas are? What are Siddhas?
Yes. So
how are they?
They are pure energy, they have no body.
Yes, and what do they do?
And they never can die, and they enjoy happiness.
Oh, okay, very nice. So if you become Siddha, you'll never die again, right?
Yes.
Okay, so very simple. In Amokar Mantra, what are we doing? We are paying salutations to Siddhas, right? Right? We do pay salutations to Siddhas? Yes or no?
Yes, we do pay salutations to the Siddhas.
Yes, we do pay, right? Okay.
Yes.
Now, when Siddhas are never going to die, they're never going to die. They will remain for time immortal, right? They'll remain in the Siddhishila forever, right? They are right? Okay, so they are never gonna die, and that is why those people who are paying salutations to them, who are going to into them, like we, like us, I am paying salutations to Siddhas, okay? So, these people, till what time they'll use to pay salutations to all those Siddhas? Always, whenever there are people and they know about Siddha, they'll pay salutations to Siddhas, right? Because Siddhas are in existence. They are in existence, right? Okay? We'll die, but some other people will come and they'll pray Siddha. And after those, another people come and they'll pray Siddhas. So they'll pray Siddhas for time, for infinite time, right? And that is why Namukar Mantra is what which paid the salutations to Siddhas, and that's why Namukar Mantra will never die. Am I clear? Because somebody or other is paying salutations to Siddhas, and to pay salutations to Siddha is the work of Namukar Mantra, is being done by Namukar Mantra. So it is going to be done for time infinite, right? And that is why Namukar Mantra is time for time infinite. It has no beginning and no end. Because Siddhas have no beginning, no end, therefore Namukar Mantra has again no beginning, no end. Am I clear?
Yes.
Arjun, any doubt? Arjun. Okay. Arjun is on. Are you able to listen to what I'm saying, Arjun?
Yes, I am. I'm trying another phone to see if there will be better reception.
Okay, fine. But you got me. Why do we call Namukar Mantra has no beginning and no end?
Yes.
You got? Okay, fine. So for the same thing, no beginning and no end. It's in Hindi or in Sanskrit or in Prakrit language. It is known as Anadi Nidhan. Anu means no. An means no, Adi means beginning, Anadi. Diya, pronounce it Anadi. Anadi.
Anadi.
Very good. And Nidhan. Nidhan means, An means no, Nidhan means end. So, one thing which has no beginning and no end, Namukar Mantra has no beginning, no end, and therefore we call it Anadi Nidhan. Anadi Nidhan. What do we say, Diya? Anadi. Anadi.
Nidhan.
Yes, very good. Anadi Nidhan. So we have three names now. Maha Mantra means it is greatest mantra. Maha. M-A-H-A. Maha. Maha is greatest, right? What is root mantra? What is the name for root mantra? Diya?
Mool mantra.
Yeah, very good, very good. And Arjun, if you can hear me, what is the name for no beginning and no end? Anadi?
Nadi.
Anadi Nidhan. Anadi Nidhan, it's a complete word. Anadi means no beginning. Nidhan, yes, Anadi Nidhan. It's a typical word for you, I can understand, but okay, just read it. It's in your notes, okay, so just try to pronounce it. Okay, fine. Now, the simplest name, we have learned three names, right? Mool Mantra, Maha means greatest mantra, and Anadi Nidhan means no beginning, no end. Now, fourth one is very easy, very easy. Now, what are we doing in Namukar Mantra? We're paying salutations, right? Paying salutations means going down to Namukar Mantra. So that is what its name is. Panch Namaskar. Namaskar means going down, giving respect, paying salutation. So Namaskar, in Hindi language, if you remember, Namaste, we do Namaste. Do you know that? Hello, you have any idea we do Namaskar or Namaste in India? Arjun?
No, I don't.
No, you don't know. Okay, fine. In India, we to pay respect, we do Namaskar. Okay, and Namaskar means what? Pay salutations. So bowing down is equal to Namaskar. Okay. So Panch means five. Namaskar means bowing down. So the mantra which bows down to five is called Namukar Mantra. So it is called Panch Namaskar. पंच मीन्स फाइव, पंच मीन्स फाइव, नमस्कार मीन्स गोइंग डाउन, तो नमोकार मंत्र इज गोइंग डाउन टू फाइव परमेष्ठी एंड देयरफॉर इट इज कॉल्ड पंच नमस्कार मंत्र. व्हाट डू वी कॉल इट? पंच मीन्स फाइव, नमस्कार मीन्स गोइंग डाउन, सो इट इज कॉल्ड पंच नमस्कार मंत्र. व्हाट डू वी से इट?
पंच नमस्कार.
यस, पंच नमस्कार मंत्र. ओके, नाउ दिया विल यू प्लीज टेल मी द फोर नेम्स. Very good. Very good. The no beginning, no end. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Anadi. Anadi Nidhan. Very good. Anadi Nidhan mantra. And last one. Going down to five. Panch.
Panch Namaskar.
Very good. Panch Namaskar. Mantra. Very good. Excellent. Yeah. Huh, okay. Arjun, will you please tell me the four names? I mean, anyhow, you can tell them in English, like Maha means greatest and all that.
So,
yeah.
Namaskar.
Yeah, Panch Namaskar Mantra.
No
beginning, no end means Anadi Nidhan. Yeah, very good. Next.
Five greatest souls.
Yeah. So greatest mantra. Okay. Maha mantra. M-A-H-A Maha.
And last one is
root. Root. Yeah. Some clue. Root. Root. It is a root of all the mantras. So what do we call it? Moon mantra. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's moon mantra. Very good, very good. So it's Maha mantra, moon mantra, Anadi Nidhan mantra, and Panch Namaskar mantra. You don't need to remember all these names, but you should know what are the qualities. These are just the qualities. It is greatest mantra, it is a root of many mantras, and it has no beginning, no end, and it pays salutations to the five great souls. So these are the four qualities, and that's why we made four names out of four qualities. Very simple, okay? You all got me?
Yes.
Okay, Dia, you understand now everything? Okay?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Now, a very, very, very simple but tough question. If these are the four names, what is the fifth name of Namokar Mantra? Who will tell me which is the fifth name?
Namokar Mantra.
Oh, very good. Namokar Mantra itself, its name. Yes. Very good. Okay. Okay, fine. Now, we have learned all the five names. Namokar Mantra, Maha Mantra, Mool Mantra, Anadi Nidhan Mantra, Panch Namaskar Mantra. Now, a question to Diya. Very simple question. In which language Namokar Mantra is written?
Prakrut.
Very good, Prakrit. A little bit typical question to Arjun. Who wrote Namokar Mantra first? Arjun, we did it in last session. Namokar Mantra, some facts.
Oh, some facts are 35 words.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, 35 words, 57 balls it has. It's okay. I am asking who wrote it. And, okay, the name. We learned something like Acharya Pushpadant wrote it. Remember?
I can't really hear you clearly.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. Okay, I'll ask you again the question. See, in the last session, we learned Namokar Mantra was first written in a scripture. The name of the scripture was Shat Khandagam. It has six chapters. So, Shat means six, Khandagam means chapters. Okay? So, Namokar Mantra was first written in the scripture. What is the name of this scripture? Shat... Shat Khandagam.
Khandagam.
Shat Khandagam. 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 Yeah, it's a typical, I can understand. Shat Khandagam. Okay, it means six chapters. Those were the basic chapters, the first written scripture in the history of Jainism. Okay? It was the very first written scripture. Before that, there were no scriptures in a philosophy. The people on that time had great memories. So they didn't need any kind of scriptures to refer to. I mean, they knew all the concepts they remember into their memory. And then the memory started depleting and they started forgetting the principles. So Acharyas thought ki we should write the Jinvani in written format. And then they wrote the first scripture. Shat Khandagam. Shat Khandagam, they gave it the name because it has six chapters. Okay, so you just remember that the first scripture has six chapters. Okay, if you're finding it very hard to pronounce, it is very very straight. Shat means six, Khandagam means chapters. So the first written scripture of Jain history is what? Shat Khandagam. What is the name? Diya, what is the name?
Shat Khandagam.
Khandagam, very good. Arjun, try it once.
Shat.
Yeah, Shat.
Khandagam.
Khand, it is two words. It's two words. Khand. Khand, say Khand.
Khand.
Yeah, Khand. Khand means, Khand means a part. Khand means a part of something, okay? We divide things into parts. So in Hindi we say it, we divide it into khands, okay? Khand. So khand is part. Agam, agam means Jinvani, okay? So Khandagam means a chapter of Jinvani. So shat means six, khand is a part, agam is Jinvani. So shat Khandagam. What is the name? Khandagam. Say Shat Khandagam. Arjun, please.
Shat Khandagam.
Khandagam. Yeah, very good. Now, it was the first written scripture, okay? Written scripture of Jainism of history, in the history. It is the first chapter, okay? Now, we all remember the name, okay? Just remember it by the sixth chapter, you'll remember it, okay? Now, who wrote it? There were two Acharyas. The two Acharyas were there. Their names were Acharya Pushpadant. 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 And Acharya Bhutbali. Diya, what are their names? Pushpadant. Say Pushpadant.
Pushpadant.
Okay, Arjun, say Pushpadant. Arjun. Arjun. Okay, we can't hear Arjun. Diya, say Bhutbali.
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 Bhut.
Say? Yeah, Bhutbali. So, Acharya Pushpadant and Acharya Bhutbali. So, Acharya Pushpadant and Bhutbali. Okay? Pushpadant, say Pushpadant. Very good. And Bhutbali. Okay. So, who wrote Shat Khandagam, the first scripture? Acharya Pushpadant and Acharya Bhutbali wrote it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Okay. If you can learn it, please learn it. But it's not a compulsion. But we should know what is the first scripture and who wrote that. Okay. Arjun, are you there?
I think Arjun is disconnected.
Okay, fine. Theek hai, Diya. Okay, so Diya, we have learned all the five names of Ramukar Mantra, right? And what is the first scripture? Ramukar Mantra was written in which scripture? And who wrote Ramukar Mantra? Is that clear, Diya? All this we just learned? Very good. Now, I'll do a bit of some question-answer session with you. Can you tell me the bifurcation of five Parameshtis into Dev and Guru?
Dev and Guru.
Yeah. We did it on the last session. How many of five Parmeshtis are Dev?
Two.
Very good. Which ones?
Arihant and Sid.
Very good. Acha. And Acharyas are what? Guru or Dev?
What did you say?
Acharyas are what? Guru or Dev? Acharyas are Guru or Acharyas are Dev?
Guru.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, why Guru? What does the word Guru mean?
What did you say?
What
Guru means on its way to happiness.
Oh, very good. So you are here, Arjun. Okay. So you know the bifurcation of five Parmeshtis into Dev and Guru, okay? Yeah, so how many of them are Gurus?
Three.
Sadhus are one of them?
Yes.
Okay, so Acharya, Upadhyay and Sadhu, these three are what? Gurus. And who are the Dev?
Dev is Arihant and
yeah.
Sadhus.
Okay, fine. Now, the Parmeshti is topmost position. We divided Parmeshtis into two. They are into two, into Dev and into Guru. The Devas are two, Arihantas and Siddhas. Why they are Dev? Because they have attained complete happiness. They know everything. All the attachments have gone away. And Arihantas give us Divya Dhvani, right? So, who is Dev? Dev is someone who knows everything, who is devoid of all the attachments, and who gives us Divya Dhvani. Not all, but some of the Devs gives us Divya Dhvani, right? So, Dev is who has attained complete happiness, right? Yes or no? Okay. Arjun, any two qualities of Dev? Any two qualities? I just said many. Like, who knows everything? Yeah?
The qualities of Dev are that they have already achieved happiness.
Yes.
They are enjoying their happiness.
They are enjoying their happiness. Okay. And they know everything. Right?
They are knowing.
Okay. They are knower of all. That's why we call them Sarvagya, because they are the knower of all. Vitragi, because they have no attachments with them. And they preach us, Arihantas do preach us. So these are also called Hitopadeshi. Okay, it's very simple in English language. First quality is they are devoid of all the attachments. Devs have no attachments with them. Okay, and second thing, they know everything. Even now, like we are taking this class, okay, you are learning about Parmeshtis. So, Arihantas and Siddhas know even that, what is running into your mind. I mean, I am speaking from here and you are thinking about something else. So, everything, Dev knows that, everything. So, they know everything, each and everything. How the computer works. Why the book became old and its pages gone pale and all those things, everything they know. The each and every modifications they know. So that's why we call them Sarvagya. So one who has no attachments, who knows everything, and some of them gives us Divya Dhvani, right? So these are the three qualities of Dev, okay? The third quality is not compulsorily found in all the Devas. So, hello? Hello?
Yes, this is Arjun.
Yes?
I can't hear you very well.
Okay. See, I'll tell you again the two main qualities of Dev. One, they have no attachment. Second, they know everything. And third one quality is not found in all the Devas. That is, they preach us. So, only Arihantas do preach us, right? Siddhas don't preach us. So, third quality is partial. But two basic qualities are, Devs have no attachments and they know everything, right, Dia? Hello? Dia?
Yes?
You got it? Two basic qualities of Devas are what? They know everything and they have no attachment, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Now I guess the time is over. So Chinji, the time is over, right?
Yeah, think we can,
Yes, okay. Okay, fine. Okay, Arjun, we'll wind up today. I'll just advise you all to go through whatever material is provided to you all and just try. It's if you can't understand what are the top words in Hindi language, Arjun, you listening to me, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah. So, whatever the words you are finding very tough, just try the English explanation on them. Our focus is not to remember the words. You should learn Ramukar Mantra completely, that is enough. But apart from that, you should just understand that what does this term means? Means Parameshthi means what? Arahantas are who? So the language is not a compulsion, but you should at least know what qualities are there in your own language, okay? So any of the doubt you guys are having, any of the doubt, please do let me know without any hesitation, okay? And if you can't understand anything, please tell me. I'll try a better way to make you understand that, okay? So we'll wind up today. Arjun, you will say Namukar Mantra once and then Dia and then we'll wind up, okay? Okay, Arjun, start.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo
Sitanam,
Namo Ayarianam, Namo Loisahunam, Eso Panchimokar, Sawa Power Panasno.
Mangladam. Yeah, you skipped Namo Vajjhaya Adam.
Yeah.
It's okay. Very good, very good. Dia, please.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Uvajjhayanam, Namo Love Savasahunam,
Very good.
Janamokaro Sava Pava Panasaro Manglanam Chasavisim Padamam Havai Mangalam.
Very good. Okay, so you both remember Vaso Panchanamokaro too. Very good, very good. Okay, so we'll wind up now. Jai Janendra to you all, and try to learn Namokar Mantra completely, because it's a basic and greatest mantra, and we should know that because we are Jain. Okay? Okay, thank you to all. Jai Janendra.
Okay, Jai Janendra. Thanks, Arjun.
Jai Janendra.
Thanks, Bhavji.
Okay, Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.